Blog Talk Radio.
Thank God for each and every one of you for tuning in for tonight's segment as we talk about Annie Heard the Words of Laban's Son. Amen. By the Archbishop Dr. Marcia Karen Smith, Aton Salmasi. And that is I. And thank God for you all tuning in to our live stream. And I just want to recognize the one true and living God in all that we do and all that we say. You know, we want to always worship Him. We want to put His will, His perfect will for our lives to be at the forefront of everything that we do. Amen. So, you know, I just want to just take a moment just to meditate on the Lord. So I'm going to allow you guys to be silent for about a few minutes. Okay. All right. That was a long silence. Amen. So we've been reading the book of Genesis, and we've gone through so many individuals that have been obedient to the voice of God. And we talked about God Himself being obedient to His own self. Amen. In the beginning, and we moved into Adam and Eve, and they were disobedient. We saw the catastrophe that transpired after the disobedience of Adam. And Eve, she was not given the commandment, but she knew of them, yet she, you know, conspired with someone else who was totally out of the equation. Amen? And it caused this grief from habit that we, you know, are still feeling even today in the 21st century, but centuries to come, you know. As long as God gives man breath, we're dealing and facing with the situation of this one time, just one time of disobedience, you know. And then we moved into Abram, and he was born in Noah, then Abram, and then Isaac, Jacob, and now Jacob is now, his name is now changing. We also saw the changes of names from Abram to Abraham, from Sarai to Sarah. Now we have from Jacob to Israel. Amen. Amen. So we're moving into Jacob is leaving his father-in-law's house, and he left unaware to his father and father-in-law, and they came chasing down Jacob because they thought that he had taken his idol. All right, so let's move into that. And again, welcome everyone for tuning in to the online segment. Amen. It says that I'm muted. Why do you keep saying that? I'm telling you, I don't know what I'm doing wrong. Let me do this segment, join it again, and see if I can do it. Let me hit the join button again. I want to thank Stanley for showing up. Thank you so much. I don't want to say your name incorrectly. I think I need to maybe plug the phone. Because when I plug the phone in, I have to find the phone. I have to find the live broadcast on my phone. I'm trying to do it, and it seems not just like hiding from me. And then let me try it one more time. It's just really hard when I'm broadcasting that I see this message that I need to unmute when I am, you know, unmuted. But it's something else that needs to be, I guess, covered. Let me search for "and he heard the word." Hopefully it'll come up in the words. need all results. Come on, please, Holy Spirit, come on, help me, help me. Nope. Let's see, events. And the events. And he heard the word. I found it in Jesus' name. So let's plug it in, let's plug it in, let's plug it in.
Plug it in, and you join it, and maybe that will help me to be heard. Pastor Victor, thank you for being with me today, you and your ministry. Pastor Victor, thank you so much for tuning in to the broadcast as we stream live. Okay, so now I'm ready to go. All right, so we turn our attention to the book of Genesis chapter 32. Chapter 31, and then we will move into chapter 32 and 33 until the 90 minutes segment is completed. So it says, Genesis chapter 31, and he heard the words of Laban's son saying, Jacob has taken away all that was our father's, and of that which was our father's has he gotten all this glory. And Jacob beheld the countenance of Laban, and behold, it was not towards him as before. And the Lord said unto Jacob, return unto the land of thy fathers and to thy kindred, and I will be with thee. And Jacob sent and called Rachel and Leah to the field unto his flocks and said unto them, I see your father's countenance, that it is not towards me as before, but the God of my father has been with me. And ye know that with all my power I have served your father, and your father has deceived me and changed my wages 10 times, but God suffered him not to hurt me. If he said thus, the speckles shall be thy wages, then all the cattle bear speckles. And if he said thus, the ring specks shall be there thy hire, then bear all the cattle ring specks. Thus God has taken away the cattle of your father and given them to me. And it came to pass at the time that the cattle conceived, amen, that I lifted up my eyes and saw in a dream, and behold, the rams which leaped upon the cattle, which were rings stark, speckled, and gristled. And the angel of God spake unto me in a dream, saying, Jacob. And I said, here am I. And he said, lift up now thy eyes and see, all the rams which leap upon the cattle are ring-stalked, speckled, and crystal. For I have seen all that Laban does unto thee. I am the God of Bethel, whom thou anointest the pillar, and where thou vowest the vow unto me. Now arise, get thee out from this land, and return unto the land of to thy kindred. And Rachel and Leah answered and said unto him, is there yet any portion or inheritance for us in our father's house? Are ye not counted of him strangers? For he has sold us and has quite devoured all our money. For all the riches which God has taken from our father, that is ours and our children's. Now then, whatsoever God has said unto thee, go, do. Then Jacob rose up and set his sons and his wives upon camels, and he carried all his cattle and all his goods which he had gotten, the cattle of his getting, which he had gotten in Padan Aram, for to go to Isaac his father in the land of Canaan. And Laban went to share his sheep, and Rachel had stolen the images that were her father's, and Jacob stole away unaware to Laban the Syrian. In that he told him not that he had fled. So he fled with all that he had, and he rose up and passed over the river and set his face towards the Mount Gilead. Amen. And it was told Laban on the third day that Jacob was fled, and he took his brethren with him, and they pursued after him 7 days' journey, and they overtook him in the Mount Gilead. Amen. And let's read of his holy word. Amen. As we read in Genesis chapter 31, I want to welcome, amen, everyone that's tuned into the broadcast. We're on now verse number 19. I'll just read it again. Genesis 31, verse 19. And Laban went to shear his sheep, and Rachel had stolen the image that were her father's. And Jacob stole away, amen, unaware to Laban the Syrian, in that he told him not that he fled. So he fled with all that he had, and he rose up and passed over the rivers and set his face towards the Mount Gilead. And it was told Laban on the third day that Jacob was fled, and he took his brethren with him and pursued after him 7 days' journey, and they overtook him in the Mount Gilead. And God came to Laban the Syrian in a dream by night and said unto him, take heed that thou speak not to Jacob, either good or bad. Then Laban overtook Jacob. Now Jacob had pitched his tent in the mount, and Laban with his brethren pitched in the mount of Gilead. Verse 26. And Laban said unto Jacob, what hast thou done that thou hast stolen away unaware to me and carried away my daughters in captivity, as captives taken with the sword? Wherefore did thou flee away secretly and steal away from me, and did not tell me that I might have seen thee away, that I may have sent thee away with merit and with songs, with timbrets and with harps, and has not suffered me to kiss my sons and my daughters? Thou hast not now done foolishly in so doing. It is in my power of my hands to do you hurt, but the God of your fathers spake unto me yesterday night, and saying, take thou heed that thou speak not to Jacob, neither good or bad. And that's kind of funny how Laban is telling Jacob what God has said to him in a dream, yet he spoke to him. He just totally disobeyed the voice of God. But anyway, verse 30 says in Genesis 31, it says, and now thou wouldest need be gone, because thou sore longest after thy father's house. Yet wherefore hast thou stolen my God? And Jacob answered and said to Laban, because I was afraid, for I said, peradventure thou wouldst take by force thy daughters from me. With whomsoever thou findest thy gods, let him not live before our brethren discerned thou what is thine with me, and take it to thee. For Jacob knew not that Rachel had stolen them. And Laban went into Jacob's tent, and into Leah's tent, and into the maid's servant's tent, but he found them not. Then went he out of Leah's tent, and he entered into Rachel's tent. Now Rachel had taken the images and put them in the camel's furniture and sat upon them. And Laban searched all the tent, but found them not. And he said to her, and she said to her father, "Let it not displease my lord that I cannot rise up before thee, for the custom of women is upon me." And he searched, but found not the images. And Jacob was wroth, and chided with Laban. And Jacob answered and said to Laban, "What is my trespass? What is my sin that thou hast so hotly pursued after me? Whereas thou hast searched all my stuff, what hast thou found of all thy household stuff? Set it here before my brethren and thy brethren, that they may judge betwixt us and us both. This 20 years have I been with thee. Thy ewes and thy she-goats have not cast their young, and the rams of thy flocks have I not eaten. That which was torn of beasts I brought not unto thee. I bear the loss of it. On and of my hand did thou require it, whether stolen by day or stolen by night. Thus I was in the day the drought consumed me, and the frost by night, and my sleep departed from my eyes. Thus have I been 20 years in thy house. I served thee 14 years for thy 2 daughters and 6 years for thy cattle, and thou hast changed my wages 10 times, except the God of my father, the God of Abraham, and the fear of Isaac had been with me. Surely thou hast sent me away not empty. God has seen mine affliction and the labor of my hands, and I rebuked thee yesterday night." And Laban answered and said unto Jacob, "These daughters are my daughters, and these children are my children, and these cattle are my cattle, and all that thou seest is mine. And what can I do this day unto these my daughter, or unto thee their children, which they have borne? Now therefore come thou, let us make a covenant, I and thou, and let it be for a witness between me and thee." And Jacob took a stone and set it upon a pillar, and he set it up for a pillar. And Jacob said unto his brethren, "Gather stones," and they took stones and made an heap, and they did eat there upon the heap. And Laban called in Jagar, say, "Hey, Billet," but Jacob called it Galeed. And Laban said, "This heap is a witness between me and thee this day." Therefore was the name of the city called Galeed. And Mizpah, for he said, "The Lord watch between me and thee when we are absent one from another." Verse 50 of chapter 31, Genesis chapter 31, verse 50, it says, "If thou shalt afflict my daughters, or if thou shalt take other wives besides my daughters, no man is with us." See, God is witness betwixt me and thee. And Laban said to Jacob, "Behold this heap, and behold this pillar which I have cast between me and thee. This heap be witness, and this pillar be witness, that I will not pass over this heap to thee, and that thou shalt not pass over his heap, and this pillar unto me for harm. The God of Abraham and the God of Nahor and the God of their father judge betwixt me, between us." And Jacob swore by the fear of his father Isaac. and Jacob offered sacrifice unto the month, and called his brethren to eat bread, and they did eat bread and tarried all night in the mount. And early in the morning Laban rose up and kissed his sons and his daughters and blessed them. And Laban departed and returned unto his place. God bless the reading of his holy word. I'm telling you, it's a wonderful thing to see how God will basically show to you that he will prosper you in all your ways. It says, in all your getting, get understanding. You know, only what you do for God will last, and it'll surpass you. And the Bible talked about a righteous man leave an inheritance for his children. You know, good man leave an inheritance for his children. And so here you have Laban, who would deceive Jacob several times, time after time after time. And he basically used his labor without pay. He worked for Rachel for 7 years, right? That was the vow. But Rachel was the youngest, so in their culture, they always married the oldest child first, oldest daughter. So he gave Leah in a veil during the wedding, and then he was also drunk. They also made him drunk with wine. And as you see through the Bible, a lot of people Parabaka, welcome to the channel. Thank you. I'm not pronouncing that correctly, but thank you for you and your ministry being online. So the history of what they did in those days, some cultures still do the same thing, but they would, you know, drink wine and stuff. And you see how wine has been used to deceive man. Like earlier we saw Noah's daughters, who they went into their father, right, after they had made him drunk. And so the first case of incest was reported in the Bible. You know, the wife was no longer there. She turned a pillow of salt because of her disobedience. So throughout the Bible, since Genesis that we've been reading, we read about all these different people doing this disobedient thing and not following what God said and the angels of God have said to do. And God himself showed up as an angel. You know, when we see in the next chapter that we'll read, Jacob is wrestling with the angel. It was actually God he was fighting with, and commanding God to give him a blessing. But you see that the wine was used to deceive Jacob, and he ended up with, you know, the eldest daughter. Then he worked 7 more years and for Rachel, and he got her at the end of that. Then he had to work another 7 years, but instead of 7, 6, and he got so fed up, and he escaped. But this time they bargained for the animals and the flocks and the sheep and the cattle, and the speckled cattle would be Jacob, and the pure, you know, colored animal would be Laban. But what happened is Jacob, he was grooming these animals. He knew what's what, and he would put speckled and spotted and ringneck, you know, together. He put two plain animals together, one is white and one is black. He put them together, and they would drink from the water trout, and then they would have, you know, conceive the female sheep or the female cow would conceive, and the offsprings would be speckled, you know, spotted, speckled, you know, different colors. And So, and then the other thing that Jacob did is when the birth of the animals, the cattle and all of that came about, the feeble one he would give over to Laban, the feeble one that was had pure color. You know, the fur was just pure color. Give it to Laban. So they were feeble. But the strong one, Jacob would put to his own herd. So, you know, he then decided to leave because Laban was seeing that his flocks, Jacob's flocks, was increasing. And this is why you see the flight in this story. Like I said, we're going to read through the Bible, Genesis through Revelation, and I'll come back and we'll go into and discuss. And we can open it up for discussion. If anyone wants to comment, please comment in online in the comment box, and I'll respond on tomorrow night's broadcast with what you asked or the comments that you've made. Amen. Again, thank you. Parbahekar. I'm not sure, but thank you for tuning in. Okay, so let's turn our attention to Genesis chapter 32. And Jacob went on his way, and the angel of God met him when Jacob saw them, and he said, "This is God's host." And he called the name of that place Mahanaim. And Jacob sent messengers before him to Esau, his brother, unto the land of Seir, the country of Edom. And he commanded them, saying, "Thus speak, you shall speak unto my lord Esau, thy servant Jacob says thus, I have sojourned with Laban and stayed there until now. And I have ox and asses, flocks, and men servants and women servants, and I have sent to tell my lord that I may find grace in thy sight." And the messengers returned to Jacob, saying, "We came to thy brother Esau, and also he cometh to meet thee with 400 men with him." Then Jacob was greatly afraid, and he was distressed, and he divided the people that was with him, and the flocks, and the herds, and the camels, into two bands. And he said, "If Esau come to the one company and smite it," smite means kill, "then the other company will, which is left, shall escape." And Jacob said, "O God of my father Abraham, and God of my father Isaac, the Lord which say unto me, return unto thy country and to thy kindred, and I will dwell well with thee, and am not worthy of the least of all the mercies and of all the truth which thou hast passed over this Jordan. And now I am become two bands. Deliver me, I pray thee, from the hand of my brother, from the hand of Esau, for I fear him, lest he will come and smite me and the mother with the children. And thou says, I will surely do thee good and make thy seeds as the sand of the sea, which cannot be numbered for multitude." You see, here Jacob is talking to God, and he gives God back his word. And if you can just take this same example and apply it to your own life, the blessings and overflow will continually be in your house, in your room. Amen. Got to give God back the words that he's promised you. If God has spoken to you and he's promised you something, don't care what it is, just trust God. It doesn't matter how long of a time when God has given you this idea, this impression on your mind, you know it's going to come to pass. Remind God of his word. Always do this. So, anyway, here we go with Jacob reminded God, and now Genesis chapter 32, verse 13 says, and he lodged there that same night, and he took that which came to his hand as presents for Esau, his brother. Now, people are wondering, why is Jacob so worried about Esau? Remember, Jacob stole his birthright. Jacob Esau was hungry, and he gave, he took from Jacob in an agreement the porridge, could have been a pot of soup. I don't know. It could be, some dumplings. I don't know. But he was out in the field, and he came back famished. And Jacob said, give me your birthright. You never want to give up your birthright to anyone. And so Esau was so hungry, and he said, well, what is my birthright? It's nothing to me. I'm hungry. I will die. He was hungry, probably without water. I don't know. But he had worked so hard in the field, and that's how Jacob got the birthright, that which was rightfully Esau, because Esau was the first of the twin that came out the mother's womb. And the other thing is, Jacob's mother loved him, and she made him to pretend that he was Esau, because the father really loved Esau. And the father at that time was blind, in the sense that we know that he was blind because he wasn't able to see when Jacob came in the room, that it was Jacob and not Esau. Even though, the father said, it's Jacob's voice, but I can feel, the hairiness as Esau. Esau was hairy. So the mother even put the goat's hair on Jacob's hand. She deceived him so many times, These women of the Bible, they're a trip, man, telling you the truth. Because of that deception, she had to send her son away because Esau was going to kill him, because not only did he get his birthright, Jacob, he gave him that, but he stole the blessing, because his father blessed him after he had eaten the goat. It wasn't the venison, the wild meat, like deer or whatever. It was the goat that the mother prepared, and the stew that he loved. Apparently he didn't know the difference between goat meat and venison, because there's a strong difference in smell. But I don't know. But, I'm sure he was aware. I'm sure he was aware. But he blessed Jacob. And so Jacob, after 20 years, have gone, and he now is being deceived. Jacob, being a deceiver, is now being deceived by his father's family, Laban, right? His father's kinsman. And he worked him for 20 years, gave him two of his daughters, and each of the daughters' maids he gave to Jacob, and all of them conceived for him. So he had 11 children coming back home with all his flocks and a herd. I already showed to you how he increased with his herds and all of these things for the 6 years that he worked for his father in law, right? So here we are in Genesis chapter 32, verse 14, where Esau now is going to meet his brother, but Esau has come in with 400 men. Now, Jacob is scared because he knows that Esau had a mind to kill him, right? And that's why he escaped, and his mother sent him away, and he ran for his life, right? So verse number 14 says, 200 she-goats and 20 he-goats, 200 ewes and 20 rams and 30 milk camels with their colts, 40 kids, which kids kinds or is like cows, and 10 bulls, 20 she asses and 10 foals, and he delivered them into the hands of his servants, every dross by themselves, and said unto his servants, pass over before me, and put a space between me, between dross and dross. And he commanded the foremost, saying, when Esau, my brother, meet thee and ask thee, saying, who art thou? And wilt go thou and who are these before thee? Then thou shalt say, they be thy servants Jacob's. It is a present sent unto my lord Esau. And behold, also he is behind us. And so commanded he the second and the third, and all the followed the droves, saying, on this manner shall ye speak unto Esau when he finds him, and say ye moreover, behold, thy servant Jacob is behind us, for he shall say, I will appease him with the presence that goes before me, and afterwards I will see his face. Peradventure he will accept me. So went the presence over before him, and himself lodged that night in the country. And he rose up that night and took his two wives and his two women servants and his 11 sons, and he passed over the ford Jabbok, and he took them, sent them over the brook, and sent over that he had. And Jacob was left alone, and there wrestled he a man with him unto the breaking of the day. And when he set that he prevailed, and when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh, and the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint as he wrestled with him. And he said, let me go, for the day break. And he said, I will not let you go, except that thou bless me. There's something about the blessing, y'all. There's something about the blessing. Verse 27, and he said unto him, what is thy name? And he said, Jacob. And he said, thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. Okay, so this is how Israel came into being. Jacob is Israel. So it's Jacob and his two wives, and the woman that were given to him, the woman servants, okay, and his 11 sons, that is now the beginning of Israel, the country that we now know, known as Israel, is actually Jacob, okay? So another name was changed here. And in Genesis, we see Abram's name, as I told you earlier, was changed to Abraham. Adam's name, man, the name of man were, in the beginning, were Adam. So names of Adam, that's what everybody was called. Everybody was Adam. You had Adam 1, Adam 2, Adam 3, Adam 4, Adam 5. Amen. And then you had Shem, Ham, and Japheth, right? And you see that Noah's name was not changed, but Noah was the only man that made the earth to be replenished again after the ark. God just totally destroyed them, wiped everybody out and off the face of the earth through the flood, through the water. And then the covenant was given, the first covenant that was given to man, which is the rainbow. Amen. So you see, God is changing the name of Jacob now to Israel. So let's see what happened. So verse 28, and he said, thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince hast thou power with God, and with men hast thou prevail. And Jacob asked him and said, tell me, I pray thee, thy name. And he said, wherefore is it that thou dost ask after my name? And then, you know, it's so funny because Jacob is talking to God, but apparently he didn't realize it. He's fighting with God, but he's also knowing that this entity that he's fighting with can bless him, right? But God wouldn't tell him his name. But it was funny that God asked him what his name was, and God knows who he is. And he said, Jacob, and he said, no, your name's going to be Israel. Okay, verse 30. And Jacob called the name of that place Peniel, for I have seen God face to face. Now, we know of Jacob seeing God face to face, and later on, as we read in the Torah, that Moses wanted to see the face of God. Amen? But Jacob is the first one to see the face of God after the flood, okay? Remember, God walked with Adam. He walked with Eve. They saw God, you know. But all the other times, it was the son of Noah, Enos, that was born, that the man began to talk back to God after Adam sinned many, many, many years later, right? Then out of Enos, Noah came. Noah pleased God. So here, it doesn't say Noah ever saw the face of God. He just heard a voice and started building the ark, right? But here, Jacob is the first one to see the face of God after the flood. Genesis chapter 32, verse 31. And he passed over Peniel. The sun rose up upon him, and he halted upon his thigh. And the children of Israel eat not of the sinew which is upon the hollow of the thigh unto this day, because he touched the hollow of Jacob's thigh in the sinew that shrank. God bless the reading of his holy words. Amen. All right, so we've been broadcasting for quite some time now. It's now midnight as we move into the new day of April the 4th, 2023, in the midnight praise. And again, I want to thank you all for tuning in to the broadcast as we stream live on the air, and we stream live on this other platform. I thank God for you. I'm going to, once my computer start working properly, I'll also turn on the YouTube channel and, you know, the TV channel we have as well, another system that we'll be broadcasting the Word of God on. So thank you for being on board. Amen with me tonight. So it says here, and Jacob lifted up his eyes, Genesis chapter 33, and Jacob lifted up his eyes. And Jacob lifted up his eyes, and he looked, and behold, Esau came. And with 400 men, and he divided his children unto Leah and unto Rachel and unto the two handmaids, and he put the handmaids and their children foremost, and Leah and her children after, and Rachel and Joseph hithermost. And he passed over before them, and he bowed himself to the ground 7 times until he came near to his brother. And Esau ran to meet him. Oh, I feel that embrace, man. Oh, I feel the power of the Holy Ghost. I feel that anointing of forgiveness. Oh, my gosh. And he embraced him, and he fell on his neck and kissed him, and they wept. Oh, my goodness, that's love, y'all. The love of the twins. And he lifted up his eyes, and he saw the woman and the children, and he said, who are these with thee? And he said, the children which God has graciously given thy servant. Then the handmaidens came near, and they and their children, and they bowed themselves. And Leah also with her children came near and bowed themselves. And after came Joseph near and Rachel, and they bowed themselves. And he said, what meanest thou by all this droves which I met? And he said, these are to find grace in the sight of the Lord. And Esau said, I have enough, my brother. Keep that thou hast unto thyself. And Jacob said, nay, I pray thee, if now I have found grace in thy sight, then receive my presence at thy hand. For therefore I have seen thy face, and thou, though I had seen the face of God, as though I have seen the face of God, and thou was pleased with me. Take, I pray thee, my blessing that is brought to thee, because God has dwelt graciously with me, and because I have enough. And he urged him, and he took it. And he said, let us take our journey, and let us go, and I will go before thee. And he said unto him, my Lord knoweth that the children are tender, and the flocks and the herds with young are with me. And if men should overdrive them on one day, of the flocks will die. So he said, let my Lord, I pray thee, pass over before his servant, and I will lead on softly according as the cattle that goes before me, and the children be able to endure until I come unto my Lord in Seiri. And Esau said, let me now leave with thee some of the folks that are with me. And he said, what needest it? Let me find grace in the sight of my Lord. So Esau returned that day on his way unto Seiri, and Jacob journeyed to Sukkot and built him an altar and made booths for his cattle. Therefore, the name of the place is called Sukkot. And Jacob came to Shalem, a city of Shechem, which is in the land of Canaan, when he came from Padaram, and pitched his tent before the city. And he bought a parcel of a field, amen, where he had spread his tent at the hand of the children of Hamor, Shechem's father, for 100 pieces of money. And he erected there an altar and called it El-Elohim Israel. Genesis chapter 34. All right, so tonight we're going to stop here and at the midnight praise. We'll move on into chapter 34 on tomorrow night, same time, 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, as we broadcast the Word of God. As I said, you can write your comments in the comments section, and I will respond back to it. I thank God for each and every one of you tuning in to tonight's broadcast. I have so many that I'm looking at. Stanley, I am going to try and pronounce your names, but if I don't say it properly, please forgive me. Just write back to me in the comments so I can, you know, pronounce your name properly. So Stanley, I'm just going to pronounce it, spell it out. A-Z-U-A, like Azucola. Thank you so much, Stanley. Oh my goodness, A-S-A-E-L. Please tell me how to pronounce it. Your name. It sounds like a C-L. And Brian, B-R-I-O-N-E-S, Bryons. All right, again, tell me how to pronounce it. Out of look like the state of North Carolina. Dunham, North Carolina. Then we have Trabajakara, okay, from the Living Waters Charitable Trust Gospel Outreach from India. Thank you for tuning in to tonight's broadcast. I love all of you. I'll send a comment to you later, and you can write back to me. Pastor Victor Aaron, thank you for tuning in. He's the lead pastor out of Uganda. Thank you for tuning in tonight. And all your ministries, I thank you all for just spending time with me as we stream live, online, around the world, broadcasting the word of the living God. Tomorrow night's subject will be Diana, the daughter of Leah, and she bore, Leah bore her, the only girl that we know of that Jacob have from Leah. And yeah, she bore that child into Jacob. And we're going to see what happened with the daughter, his daughter. Amen. Praise God and bless his holy name. I want to send forth blessing to you all. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you. May he be gracious unto you. May he give you peace, peace that surpasses all understanding, as you keep your mind stayed on him. Amen. I'm going to also send forth an announcement. I finally got there's one more error in the flyer, but we have the flyer that's prepared. I would just thank God for Evangelist Joseph Heelan, prepared an awesome flyer for this God Celebration Sukkot 2023, which will be celebrating September 29th and 30th. Actually, September 29th is going to be the day, and the 30th, the next day at 12 noon, will be our cast call. Amen. And then we'll depart from Florida, and I will be heading to Georgia at that time. Amen, and bless his holy name. So we want to thank you all for considering, you know, being there with us in Fort Lauderdale. And I will send forth the invitation. If you buy the full package, all-inclusive package, which is $495, it includes one-day stay lodging with four people in the room with you, and the full dinner, yet full breakfast. If you come early on the 29th, you can have your breakfast complimentary there. Also the next morning, breakfast bar opens up at 6 in the morning until 10. So if you are late, you're going to miss out on the breakfast. So you have the free breakfast. You're paying for your dinner. We'll have a workshop dealing with real estate and how to buy your home, private money lending ideas. I'll be talking about tax liens and how to acquire your real estate that way. And we also have G Money. We're talking to him and his wife. Prayerfully, they will be there. We'll be honoring him. He'll have his book signing going on. He's making a new movie, New Jack City, but he's making a television series and a movie. So you want to be there to meet him and a lot of celebrities. He said he's going to also be bringing to be there with us and to celebrate God's celebration and to celebrate him. And so we pray for that. But you are welcome to come, and I pray that you'll, you know, pick me up. You'll get a letter of invitation to come to America. Amen. To be with us there in Florida. And you travel back home, and then we do it again next year. Amen. Praise God and bless his holy name. Thank you all for supporting me and all the emails and texts. I just can't thank you enough for all those that watch the videos that I send forth, and those there in the Caribbean islands. And I just love the fact that so many people are really just doing just the same thing that I'm doing and just ministering God's word on the air in their own way, in their own way. And I love how God's people just, you know, just have so many ideas of celebrating God in their own way. So, again, thank you all for tuning in to tonight's broadcast. And come back tomorrow, same time, same station, on Radio 1, and also as we stream live on other platforms. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you so much. I love you so much. Let me pray us out. Father God, I thank you once again for tonight's broadcast. I thank you, Lord God, and I pray this prayer. May the Lord bless the word of my mouth. May the Lord may the word of my mouth be acceptable, Lord God, in thy sight. You know, thou art my redeemer, my rock, and my guiding place. You're everything to me. And I pray, Lord God, that the Holy Spirit was happy with all that went forward as we are reading the word of God. You said in your word that we should study to show ourselves approved so we can righteously divide the word of truth in season and out of season, when it seemed good and when it's not so good, when it's popular and when it's not so popular. We should always set our attention first on the things of God. Heavens declare the glory of God, the heavens of heaven, the elements and everything, the universe, the Milky Way, all declare the splendor of God. Why not man? Why not man? Why not mankind? You know, it is only obedience that celebrates God. Disobedience is the ruin of mankind. And you've seen it since Genesis, since the beginning, as we've been reading and studying, that disobedience factor has just taken a hold of man to the point of destruction. We need to preach God's word, teach God's word, in season and out of season, here a little and there a little, even if it's just you and your crew and you and your household, you and your family. Just preach the word of God to your children's children's children and all that's yours. Amen. I thank you for, again, tuning in to the live radio broadcast. And I want to thank God for all the ministers that has taken on this mantle that wants to celebrate God, that wants to teach the word of God online, streaming. You don't see anyone, you know, it's like, you know, is anybody listening? But I can assure you people are listening. The downloads are happening. And if you ask for a link of tonight's broadcast, I'll send you the link. And I pray that you'll send it forward to others so that they can download. Then we see via the IP address and the graph, we literally see that people really are listening. Amen. So we thank God for you all. May the Lord keep you and just keep you safe. Be strong and be encouraged. Be courageous. God bless you. And as we are in the Palm Sundays, and that's the past, and we're moving into the Resurrection Sunday, Resurrection weekend, Good Friday, all of these things. We celebrate the holiest seasons of the year. We just ask that you just worship God. And remember that it is you who he died for. He died for the whole world, that the whole world may be saved. Amen. And to bring us as human beings back to God. And Jesus Christ is the second Adam. Amen. The recreation, reincarnation of the first Adam. Amen. Glory be to God. Jesus Christ was one as Noah, just obedient as Moses, just obedient. Amen. As Jacob, just obedient to the word of God. Amen. Glory be to God. Let your name be a legacy that one day somebody will read about you if you just obey the voice of God. The promise that God has given unto you belongs unto you, and it is, and it shall be. Just mark my word, man. Don't trust me. just trust God's word and remind God of the promises that he's told you about. You know what God has given to you to do, what he said that will happen for you. Remind God that he said that to you and give him his word and stand as Jacob gave God back his word, as we read tonight. Amen. God bless you all. All right. Tune in tomorrow night. We'll be here every night except one day. I'll take one day off. But God bless you all. Amen. And good night. We end, I'm ending the broadcast.